main office.
Hey, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Sure, that he's physically there.
Yes, I can call into the classroom, but I saw him this morning and I said,
yeah, he could have walked out the building. He would have walked out the building. Can you please check?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hi, Ashley. I called there on February 22nd to have a charge removed from my account, from my credit card, because it seemed fraudulent to me. And the young lady assured me that it was actually for an iPad and that it would be delivered. And I asked her if this was some type of thing where I'm going to be charged again on my card. And she said no, that it was just a one-time charge. Well, today I was charged again for $56 and something. And I have no idea why. I have not signed up for anything. I called earlier today, and the young man just basically hung up on me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me search in our system for you to see what I can find out and help out with. What is your name and your zip code?
My name is Juanita Stevenson, zip code 60435.
60435. Hold on 1 second. Okay, Ms. Juanita, I think I found some matching information here for you. Just to be certain, can I ask for a matching street address?
111 North Rainer Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435.
Do you appreciate this? So it has brought up a canceled account. Let me go back just one page. So what it is bringing up is where back on February 22nd, I see you did pay $7.95, and it looks to have been a sweepstakes enrollment, a chance to enter and win the tablet. There's a few notations here. The last is by a representative today. Looks like he was in the middle of getting you over to one of our supervisors, and the line was disconnected or something.
Okay.
So what I had noticed is that there is a billing of $56.95 here on February 27th. That would be the membership fee.
Membership to what?
The discount shopping store.
Okay, I would pay $56 to shop, to spend more money. That doesn't even sound right.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. For that, there was an emailed gift voucher in the value of $125 sent to the grtmom73@gmail.com.
From where?
I'm sorry?
Where was the email sent from?
The email address it would have been sent from, hold on 1 second. Should have come from, and I would simply search if you in your emails if you have the option support at, but the full email should have been support at onestopdiscountsolution.com.
No, ma'am.
No.
No.
All right, Ms. Juanita, so what I'm taking a look at here, what we would be more than happy to assist with on the membership fee as a courtesy, we would be able to submit a 35% refund on this charge.
So why can't I have a full refund? I didn't get anything. I didn't even get the email you said I'm supposed to get.
Uh-huh. And just to be clear, you do recall doing the sweepstakes entry for that tablet.
And I called immediately after I saw that it was charged $4 more than it was supposed to, and I asked. And I would have canceled right then and there. I'd have took the $7.95 loss. but I'm not going to take $56 loss for nothing. I got absolutely nothing.
I do see where you have spoke with a lady on February 22nd, and it was to ask, you know, what the billing had been for. I do apologize if there had been any misunderstanding on the terms.
She flat out lied. She told me I would not be charged again, and she told me that the $7.95 was a shipping fee for an iPad.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to request one of my supervisors to take a listen to that conversation and see what we can do to help out on this membership fee, okay? And would you have called us under the same number you are today, that 779-379-5333?
Either this one or my cell phone.
Just a moment for you here. And this was on the 22nd. All right, I do appreciate your patience, ma'am. They're currently reviewing the situation for you.
Okay.
You wouldn't mind? Would I be able to place you on just a brief hold?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll be right back with you. All right. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Davis. Well, Ms. Stevenson, I apologize. You know, actually, your last name on this account is as Ms. Davis and Ms. Stevenson, which is correct.
Stevenson is correct. Davis is my husband's last name.
Sorry. Yes, ma'am. So I do want to let you know I have found a bit of good news. They had reviewed the call, and it was found in the conversation. I'm so sorry. I apologize. It was found in the conversation where it had been advised that you wouldn't expect a reoccurring charge. So as a one-time courtesy, I will have this issue resolved for you. We'll get this $56.95 settled in full. And I'm going to ensure that this account, I'm just going to review everything real quick, make sure nothing further is going to be billed, okay? Right. I do appreciate your patience. Just to let you know, it has been refunded in full. At the very most, we have to advise the refund would return within 3 to 5 business days, but it will post back to your MasterCard ending in 3798. And I would like to provide the refund confirmation number as well.
Okay, let me get a pen.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you so much for looking into it instead of just blowing me off.
It's no problem, ma'am. It's only right.
Okay, go ahead.
This number is 7016-209532.
Okay, thank you so much.
Very welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.